Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And the first bank has already failed. And I told you, Dodd-Frank 2010, they can keep your money. They're not likely to do that early on. But getting your money back in a timely fashion, in the full amount that you think you're going to get, SVB Bank, that's all I'm going to say. Hey, let Noble Gold take care of this for you. You got to have operating capital, but let them set you up so you're doing things to preserve your wealth, not chasing a failing dollar to back your wealth up. Inflation is eating people alive. They can help you with this. I've been a customer for almost 9 years. Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Well, we've got Casey Fleming back as a return appearance here, and we're really excited to have him back. We got a lot of attention with our first interview, and I'm sure today will be no different. And we're going to talk in a little more depth about some things, but I'm going to start Casey off with a question. And by the way, I want to mention this up front because I could not pull up our file related to the interview here for whatever reason. Casey's written a book you're going to want to get. And if you see this on social media, we're going to put the link in there for you, but it's The Red Tsunami, The Silent Storm, and Killing Your Freedom. And it's available on Amazon and all the other major distributors. You really want to have this in your library because we're really up against it. Casey, you said something, and I want to welcome you back to the show, by the way. Thank you for taking the time to join us. You said in our first interview, 200,000 Chinese special forces here, and I already know they're here. I just hadn't fixed a number on it like you did. And you said they're waiting for the signal. And I agree. I've written articles where I said we're going to see a Tet Offensive one day of a coordinated attack across our country. And I've written about this for as long as 10 years ago. What do you think that signal will consist of? Have you thought about what's going to bring these people out of the woodwork and attack Americans and American institutions?
Well, it's layers of capability, right? So number one is espionage. Number two is attending protests and disruption. And number three is actual all-out assault. And what that means is it's everything from deploying drones in some of this purchased farmland and so on. There are containers. They can put drones inside these containers. The roof can come off and then the drones are mobile immediately. So this land that's purchased all around our military bases and throughout the U.S. should be absolutely banned. We can't do it in China. But the other thing is that you have to just anticipate the worst. I mean, these guys can poison our water supplies. They can, the electronic side of it is already handled from Beijing and from Russia, which is the cyber attack side where they've put kill switches in our electrical grid, our water grid, natural gas, internet, all these things. So I got to pause. I don't want to sound like the doomsday guy, but you guys need to understand this is just another Wednesday to me. But to anybody listening, I understand this could be very difficult to hear. But it's layers and levels of deployment for these special forces that came across the border. Incidentally, there are many hundreds of Chinese drivers, 18-wheeler drivers that were given licenses in New York with no names and with California with no names. What another way to transport drones, military equipment, all those things secretly behind enemy lines inside the United States. And I understand, again, this is very hard for people to understand, but you have to think like your enemy, and your enemy is diabolical.
You know, you just really triggered some memories here. I've got a good friend. He's retired DHS, former supervisor, combat veteran before that. And he was he had supervisory duties up in Portland when they were fighting against Antifa. And during that time, I took to him, we found three weapons caches across the country that were reported and high grade weapons, you know, AK-47s, RPGs. And I said, that seems out of sort for Antifa. He goes, Dave, that ain't for Antifa. That's for the Chinese. Do you agree with that?
100%. Not to mention, Antifa has communist roots. And by the way, CCP, Chinese Communist Party, get it, communist roots. So yes, those are for the higher level piece of it. Listen, China is playing for keeps. They are playing for keeps. This time it's for all the marbles. And the problem is, like I said before, that the American people are on the front lines. Xi Jinping calls it the people's war, and it is the people's war. But don't the people need to be informed? And that's the reason I wrote the book.
That's amazing. Another thing you had brought up here, because you said a mouthful in that opening statement. I've written about this, and I've been in communication with congressmen in the past about this. The grid X drills that were conducted by Obama, which was to test the reliability of the grid, how to protect against terrorist attacks and so forth. And Obama let the Russians and the Chinese participate in the grid X drills, minimum supervisory. I don't know how far it went. What do you know about that?
That's standard operating procedure for those previous administrations. We used to let them on our battleships, our aircraft carriers. We used to let our enemies, they've been inside of our infrastructure, our military, our government, and we've got to kick these guys out. And our government is not strong enough to do it. They're compromised. Many of our congressmen take CCP money in their reelection PACs.
Yes.
Many of them do. Wall Street's addicted to CCP, whatever it is, profits and stuff at the expense. You just take Elon Musk, went over to China, helped him build very efficient plants, gave him all the IP to manufacture electric cars. Now, Tesla is not doing very well while Chinese EVs are taking the world, literally the world by storm. And incidentally, those are also espionage tools. Those cars are loaded with espionage, and by Chinese communist law, CCP law, it must report all that information back to the Chinese Communist Party. Whether you're in Switzerland, London, or Atlanta, you have to report, these vehicles have to report the information back. So yes, they are spy vehicles. They're listening to everything you're saying. They're telling everybody where you're, they're telling the CCP where you're going, and they can also just shut the car off or just end the car whenever terror hits, or they decide when that signal is, if you will.
Is Newsom part of bringing these cars into California?
Of course, Newsom is
Okay.
a shill of the Chinese Communist Party.
Thank
And the
you.
problem is, many of our folks, many of our leaders have been to China, been wined and dined in China, and we, the citizens, are paying the price. And I want to remind the audience that the United States, the people have the power. The Constitution gives the power to the people. Over the past several decades, that power has eroded, and we've given that power to the government. And we, the people, need to take that power back under the Constitution and underscoring it peaceful. And that's through voting in midterms, voting in 4-year, and also voting every day with your wallet. And the book tells you all about it. But
Yeah,
it's
the
up to the
book.
American people to it's no longer a participatory sport. You're not an armchair quarterback anymore. You are the quarterback, and that's for everybody listening. And incidentally, I do know that there's two of your listeners that have not purchased the book yet. I know who they are, and they need to purchase that book.
Yeah, let me
Anyway,
say that
back to
again.
you.
The Red Tsunami, the Silent Storm, and Killing Your Freedom. I got to tell you, people, you really do need to get the book. Something else I wanted to bring up here that you mentioned. I want to just dovetail on what you said about Grid X games. Grid X, and it was part of the deal to let China in. I also found out, too, that we used to do these drills. I don't know if we still do under Obama, called the RIMPAC, War Games in the Pacific. And I think it was about either 10 or 12 nations get together and practice against Chinese aggression at Taiwan and South China Sea and so forth. And that before Obama left office, he let the Chinese participate because you said we let them on our battleships and so forth. And were you talking about RIMPAC?
Yes, but even more than that, just as a standard annual deal, we would swap military leaders, put them on the deck of their aircraft carrier, our aircraft carrier, and swap it back and forth. And if you understand the Chinese Communist Party, it is all about espionage and all about taking over the United States.
I'm going to go back in time, and I'm going to kind of poke in the dark here. I and others, the late Paul Martin, John Moore, ex-Green Beret, broadcaster now, we received a document that I think is valid. I've had some people in Intel say they think it's valid too. It was a leaked internal communication from the CCP Central Planning Committee, and the their equivalent of the National Security Advisor then was a guy named Wei Fang, and he praised America for helping China in the past. And then he said, but we need resources to survive, and we're going to occupy America, and we're not going to, in my words, cohabitate. In other words, genocide against Americans. Do you think that's a valid viewpoint from the Chinese Communist Party perspective? Do they hold that view towards America?
100%. China, right now, they're partnered with Russia, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, Venezuela, drug cartels, and all the terrorist organizations. But make no mistake, that's temporary. China will never coexist with any other nation state. They believe it is their destiny to rule the world. They believe they ruled the world for 2,300 years. The last century was the century of great humiliation, where the Americans had to come in and kick the Japanese out for the Chinese. And it began, that century began with the Opium Wars, which were directed by Britain. So 100%. The other thing is viruses that they're creating, COVID, COVID-2, COVID-3, and other extremely nefarious viruses are meant to erase certain DNA, certain races, if you will. And that's why they stole the databases, the DNA databases, and as well as the OPM, the Federal Government Office of Personnel Management, to the many, many millions of personnel files, including fingerprints, psychological evaluations, family evaluations, and so on.
In
But
that,
these guys are at war, and you are, as I mentioned before, you are in World War III, whether you like it or not. They redefined what war is 27 years ago, and it's everything but the military. That means it's a people's war on the American people. Back to you, sir.
back in the document I was referencing from Wei Fang, he mentioned specifically that they were going to use race-based specific weapons, bioweapons. And he mentioned that they had developed them in combination with the Israelis. I don't know if that part's true. I've never looked into it. I can't confirm that. But he said that race-based specific weapons, and this is exactly what you were talking about.
That's exactly right. But they didn't just partner with the Israelis. They partnered with the Canadians, with the Americans, with the American military. They partnered with many different entities. A lot of these PhDs were at U.S. universities, and we were sharing technology, believing that they wanted to be part of a peaceful rise. And that has never been the case. In fact, any agreement and any commitment the Chinese Communist Party has ever made to the United States, they've never honored those
That's true.
commitments. So once again, I've got to emphasize that you are in World War III today. This is what it looks like. It's much worse than you see at the surface. The book connects the dots below the surface for you and shows you how to act accordingly and take your voice back in this country so the people are back in command.
You're taking me back in time here, and I don't remember the year exactly, but approximately, I'm going to say 2012, 2010, in that time frame, I had a news director then named Annie DeRiso that was friends with a journalism professor that was retired from Western Kentucky, and she told me on air, and then she got silenced. She told me on air that there were a Chinese contingent doing research at Western Kentucky on bioweapons to use against US citizens. And they boldly told her that and bragged about it openly, but continued their work. Is that the kind of sabotage we're seeing across the nation? I'm convinced the Western Kentucky story is true, but is that common across the country?
It is common. I mean, they just found another bio lab in a Las Vegas home. What do you think that's for? Do you think that's for research? It is for immediate research for a deadly weapon. So, that's what's going on inside of our borders. We've allowed it to happen over the past 2+ decades, with previous administrations looking the other way and actually facilitating all of this against the American people. Incidentally, there's another author out there. He's a great author, Peter Schweizer. He just came out with another new book. He drills down on this immigration issue. My book, it talks about the big picture. So you have to have the big picture before you understand the smaller picture or those dots to be connected. My book connects the dots. Schweitzer drills down on one of the dots, and he does a great job of it. And it's that Mexico is, infiltrating and establishing centers of population to basically take the country back. Well, where do you think they got that idea? Where do they were trained on that by the Chinese Communist Party. So all roads lead back to the Chinese Communist Party. Is this Mexico infiltration an issue? Absolutely. But it's not, it doesn't start and stop with Mexico. It does start and stop with the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, including the fentanyl distribution in the United States. I totally agree with you on that. You know, it's interesting. I have Peter's book. In fact, I was telling you, I was telling my wife about our first interview together and the Chinese threat. And she had watched Peter's interview on Mark Levin on Fox News. And fortunately, she recorded it. I was able to go and watch it. And I looked at it, I said, this is hand in glove to what my interview with Casey was just about. And I said, Casey's more broad-based. Peter really hones in, like you said, on the one issue. But I would recommend people read that book too, because you two are talking about the same threat, absolutely the same threat. And his detail is incredible. I mean, his book reads like, well, it's out of academia. It's footnoted. It's really well documented. The other thing that I wanted to bring up related to this is I'm hearing now, I think it was Anna Paulina Luna, Congresswoman Anna Paulina. I believe it was her that said that Singham, who you identified as a funding source for the Minneapolis riots against ICE, that name's out there now in Congress. So my question is, why isn't he, in your opinion, being brought before a congressional hearing and facing possible legal action from the DOJ?
Well, I know that he splits residence between China and the US. And if he's in China, they're not going to extradite him. So that's probably one issue if he comes back to the US. I know that there are several congressmen that are requesting to him to be subpoenaed. But Neville Roy Singham is a complete Marxist communist. He began Marxist communist movements in the US. Made all of his money through China, selling IT services to China, sold his company for like $745 million. And incidentally, he also helped build Huawei. Well, Huawei was built on 100% stolen innovation from Northern Telecom in Canada, which was the AT&T of Canada. Huawei stole all of their IP, the company in 2000 through 2008. And Nortel was the biggest employer, the oldest employer in 1895, and went bankrupt at the end in 2008. And so there's a reverse mirror image of Huawei coming from 0 to 30 billion during that time, and Nortel going from 30 billion to 0 during that time. So Singham is an operative of the Chinese Communist Party. He's an American. I don't know if he's still American citizen or he was, but he claims to be an American. And he's behind it. CCP's got money in it as well. George Soros has money. So all that's been tracked. And when I say all this is backed up by counterintelligence, well, intelligence is secret. And once it comes out to the people, it's no longer secret. It's no longer intelligence. It's common knowledge. So I remember getting pounded, 4 or 6 weeks ago. Who's behind all these riots? Who's behind all these violent protests? And like, well, we need proof. We need proof. I'm like, it's the Chinese Communist Party. And since then, guess what? All of it has come out. It's the Chinese Communist Party and Neville Roy Singham. Soros does a better job by cloaking it. He gives money to NGOs, and then those NGOs give the money and do the spruce up for these terror for these riots,
And
violent protests.
many of the NGOs are the same ones that were funded through USAID that Doge uncovered. I mean, it's all linked together. Bring
It
them
is.
in, keep them here. Here's the thing that is just amazing, and I want to make this one point. We were characterizing ICE as a Gestapo unit going door to door, like what the Nazis did to the Jews in the 1930s and 40s. Okay, we're looking at arresting people who've been convicted of murder, pedophilia, and other serious crimes against people. Why would anybody object to that?
Because let me pause on that. First of all, Barack Obama, Hillary, Clinton, Bill Clinton, and Biden all have come out in their terms and said, we must end immigration. It is a threat to the American people. We've had 5 million, 7 million come across the border. So now they have flipped 180 degrees because this immigration and unfettered immigration, illegal immigration, is part of the communist playbook. It is 100% part of the communist playbook. So you've seen them all change. So here's the point: we're all being played. And I want to make this comment that everybody on the left and everybody on the right are all being played equally. And the only way back together as this for this country is the reason I wrote the book. We all need to get back together based on facts. And the intelligence gives you the facts. And I'm here to tell you, I've actually seen it. I've presented to several, actually many left organizations and right organizations. And when you show them the facts, they over time, they start to come towards center and they start to understand, wait a minute, I'm being played. I'm part of this bigger game out there. That's really what's going on.
Yeah, I know a lot of Americans who are in the know, particularly people who are doing my kind of work. And some of them are opposed to the general deportation of illegal immigrants, which is a separate issue. But they're not opposed to what ICE is doing with dangerous criminal aliens. And it's just mind-boggling to me that you'd want to keep a pedophile in your neighborhood on the streets. That's crazy.
Well, it's that plus defund the police, it's all those things that hold our society together. That's what socialist communist movement does. It destroys everything and the entire fiber that holds our country together. Religion, family, father at the head of the family, drug interdiction, illegal immigration. Transgenderism, all these things are meant to completely blow up our society, make us question everything that holds us together, and therefore, we're ready for the next wave of propaganda that if you say propaganda enough, it becomes the truth. And
That's
you've got
true.
mainstream media that is supporting this propaganda. You're not hearing about fentanyl, the fentanyl deaths. You're not hearing about anything of really what's going on. You're seeing a parallel universe from mainstream media. That's what's going on.
Another thing I've come across since our interview, and I heard about it before, but I actually took the time to look into this, that the money in Minneapolis, the Somalia fraud money, some of it's being siphoned off and going into California. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, there are rumors, and I don't have my firm doesn't have direct information on it, but we understand that it is being funneled. Some of it, not a huge, not the lion's share, is being funneled to
Yes.
California and Chicago and some to New York. But that's all the detail I have on that.
Well, because I want to take this a step further. I'm convinced this is true. In fact, Paul Preston is the head of the new California movement that Trump seems to favor, and they could become our 51st state. He's a friend of mine, and Paul has confirmed this. And he said, I'm talking to people that know about this firsthand, and they're coming to me and they want it exposed. But here's where I'm taking this. It was about 10, 11 years ago, we exposed a plot called CalExit, and it was real. I got a picture of the CalExit people opening up a makeshift embassy in Moscow and did a press conference. I have it, the proof of it. I got the receipts. So I know it's real. I know Eric Holder was involved at one time and some of the other Obama people. With as much trouble as I think Newsom's in, $50 billion in debt, all the dollars for fraud, like not one track laid in California, food for the homeless, not people not being fed. I mean, we're talking an astronomical amount of money, and I'm hearing DOJ's on the ground looking at this. Do you think and I'm hearing this is a real possibility, they're going to go the Cal exit route and they're going to try to get the UN to help them. Do you know anything
That
about
is
this?
definitely, we've heard about it. It's definitely on the table. Now, whether it ever becomes real, in other words, a thing of the past, in other words, a success for them, is meant to be seen. That's a big undertaking, but yeah, the efforts are in place to do that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it gives it credence. In 2016, John Kerry, Secretary of State, and Barack Obama put us into something called the Kigali Principles, for lack of a better term. It was an illegal treaty, not passed by the Senate, and it's like a NATO mutual defense pact. And the fear that people I've talked to about this, Casey, is that if California decides they have to exit and they become what they wanted to before, a protectorate of the United Nations, will that invoke the Kigali Principles? And we'll see armed conflict over California. Am I really out to lunch on this, or do you have any opinion?
Well, to have them exit is a tall order,
Yeah, I
but
agree.
you're not off the reservation in your thinking. Let's put it that way. So, it's all the here's the problem. You're in World War III today. You need to, not you, but everybody needs to expand their thinking. And remember, in war, all is possible. So, the American flag's still flying outside. We still go to work. We still raise our kids. We still watch the San Francisco 49ers. But that's the tip of the iceberg is all you're seeing with these protests, with this other news. There's a big iceberg under the surface, and those dots needed to be connected. And like I said, I've got a quote actually on the cover of the book. The world will be won or lost within the next 10 years
I agree with
or
that.
less.
I totally agree
Or
with that.
less.
Yeah. Or less, or
And
less.
so, but the problem is, we as American people are asleep at the wheel. Our government is compromised, our media is compromised, and nobody's telling the people what the heck is going on.
What's the relationship, in your opinion, between Israel and China?
Mildly adversarial.
Okay.
China is aligned with all the nefarious anti-American, anti-US states.
True.
Israel, so it's mildly, they don't want to, poke the bear, if you will, with Israel, but it's clear they've chosen their side, which is Iran. And they're supporting Iran.
Okay. I know they're supporting Iran. They supported Venezuela. And what you're saying there makes a lot of sense to me, but I'm getting that too. Okay, now I'm going to really jump off the diving board, except there's really a big factual connection here, and it's shocking to me. I live in northern Maricopa County, north of Phoenix. We're still rural, but the city's catching up to us. 20 miles to our northeast are two huge Taiwanese chip factories, huge. And we need infrastructure where we're at, and they're getting all the infrastructure from the county and the city of Phoenix. Here's what crossed my plate yesterday, and this is from someone with an intel background. They're saying that land around Taiwan chip plants is going to be ceded to Qatar, and it's about a 10 by 20 mile stretch. Are we ceding U.S. land to foreign interests? Do you know anything about these kind of movements?
Well, we are allowing the Chinese Communist Party and their proxies to purchase U.S. land, companies, buildings, all that real estate. It's a little bit of a stretch to say that we're going to cede that land to Qatar. That's a little bit more of a stretch, but an outright purchase of land. Now, it's not to say Qatar can't purchase that and give us whatever check to purchase that, but every state needs to ban foreign influence,
Yeah.
whether it's donations to campaigns or whether any type of remuneration. All this, the thing that's got us into this trouble, all of this trouble, is Congress has allowed foreign influence to take over our country.
Yeah,
We can't,
exactly.
we cannot influence the Chinese Communist Party. We can't influence the Chinese people. They've got the great Chinese firewall. We can't, none of our apps are allowed in China. The U.S. internet is not allowed in China. Why are all these Chinese CCP apps allowed on our phones? Why are they allowed to purchase land? We can't do that in China. So a little bit of a reciprocal relationship here. But the point is, I'm all for retracing and being more protectionist, because for decades we've been so globalized in our approach to the world, with exporting absolutely everything and leaving our borders wide open for espionage, for quote sharing research, all this stuff. So this foreign influence needs to be ended, and that's the first thing on the people's list. It's in the book. Stop buying Chinese goods and services. Number two, fly that American flag everywhere you can in defiance to your enemy, and to show solidarity with all of your American brothers and sisters, whether they're left or they're right. If they're far off the reservation, the intent and the hope is we'll all come together, because it has to happen. There's no way we can fight this enemy if we still stay divided, and each month we get more and more divided. So
That's true.
number three is ban all foreign influence. And anyway, there's a movement behind next to the book, so it keeps the book alive each and every day. It's in development right now at the time of printing of the book. The book was just announced a week ago. But there's a movement, a membership organization that you can join, a nonprofit that you it's a destination you can go to. Again, it's in development. It's called freedomforever.global. And there's just a landing page today, but it's under development right now to show you where to spend your money so you're not funding the enemy,
That's
how
awesome.
to vote, where to vote, who are the people on the ballots that are going to turn this thing around, and how are we, and the plan to stop all this, first of all, the investments by everybody in the country, this foreign influence, but then also investments in the stock market by our lawmakers. Anyway, there you go.
One thing too, I want to backtrack for a second to that Qatar rumor. Because I don't want my audience to think that I took dangerous drugs before I started this interview. I looked into this based on what I was told, and I had another source who's the spouse of a high-ranking state official, and it has to remain anonymous. But I went and traced it, and I found something on X about it. And Carrie Lake and Laura Loomer are also on this. So it's not like this is totally unsubstantiated. So I wanted to throw that out there, which is why I brought the question up. And because I'll tell you why I'm bringing it up, and it's history. It's Uranium One, Hillary Clinton using BLM to take uranium off of land like the Bundys and sending it to Russia with the very guy that ran the Russia collusion hoax against Trump, okay, as FBI director. And he delivered the first batch. And I'm confident in reporting because the New York Times reported about 75% of what I just said. This is why I brought that up about Qatar, because we have a history of this crap.
I want to echo you on Qatar. We've heard the same thing on Qatar, but that, to me, my personal opinion is that that's kind of a tall order to allow Qatar to buy that land. But it's not out of the realm of possibility. We have heard that there is activity around that with Qatar, so you're not alone in that.
Well, I called the city of Phoenix. And I also called the County Board of Supervisors from Maricopa County, and they refused to comment. And I told them, I said, your silence speaks volumes, because I said I wasn't gonna report this story, and I said I'm gonna report it as a rumor because you refused to address it. And so that's where I'm at with that. And like I said, it just took me right back to the Ted Bundy and the involvement. Harry Reid and his son Peter Reid were involved with that Bundy situation. And they were catering to the communist Chinese. I believe they were trying to set them up with a solar farm on the Bundy land, if I remember right. It's been a lot of years. And you're absolutely right. But you know who has the biggest influence? But they're not going to conquer us, but they could put us in dangerous situations with Iran, I think. And that's Israel. Israel lobbies the hell out of our Congress, but they don't want to do to Americans, per se, what the Chinese have advocated doing. So that's
Correct.
a huge
Correct.
difference between the two influences. And someone said, well, who's our biggest enemy, Dave? Because I've been doing some stories on this. Is it AIPAC that doesn't have to register as a foreign entity and the only 49 congressmen aren't on their campaign donation list? Or is it the Communist Chinese Party? And I said, who would you rather fight without a weapon, David or Goliath? So
Right.
that to me, it's a real interesting issue. The California thing scares me, and I'll tell you why. If you look at what's going on there economically, you've got 70,000 independent truckers that are or will be leaving California because of what they've done. The factories are shutting down because they can't meet the environmental requirements. The refineries have left. Retail is collapsing in California right now. And 50% of our retail crosses Interstate 15. If I put on my conspiracy hat, I'm thinking Newsom's trying to damage the US economy beyond repair. Am I out to lunch on this?
You're not totally out to lunch. You look at the actions from these governors who've been to China, who've buddied up with China, and when they come back, they do a lot of anti-American stuff. So, that's why I connect the dots, and it gives you a framework to start researching all of this, including how to think much more critically and be able to come up with your own solutions, whether it's what all the subjects we just talked about, but the biggest bear is the dragon, is the Chinese Communist Party. It's the 4,200-pound gorilla, in the room. And to your mention, fighting David or Goliath. So it is that what is what the issue is. The framework will help you look at other issues. I mean, there's radical Islam that is, we have to touch on that in the book as well. You can't write a book like I did without touching on radical Islam and what their goals and what their mission is as well. So all these things are what we have to deal with today. And honestly, I hate to say it, but the world war that the American people are in and the rest of the world are in, the free people, it's many times worse than World War II. I always say this is World War II. This time it's World War II at the speed of technology and the stealth and no rules of unrestricted war.
I totally agree. And you mentioned about people that go to China and come back different. That would include Tim Walz. What do you have to say about Walz and his Chinese connections?
He's been back and forth a large number of times. He's sent students on sharing programs with China, indoctrination programs. And when he could just see his actions are basically straight out of the communist playbook. All the things that he's saying, all the things that he's doing, the things that he supports, the things that he doesn't support. Whether anybody likes it or not, ICE is a federal law enforcement agency. And, it is meant to hold our country together and enforce our laws.
Absolutely.
If they don't enforce laws, then you've got all this helter-skelter. And guess what? It opens the gates to civil war. So they're trying to decontain this to make it much bigger than it is. Mainstream media is supporting it to make it much bigger than it is. This parallel universe, mainstream media wants the 7 or 8%. They want you to believe that that 7 or 8% radical is really 85%. That's what mainstream media wants you to believe. So there's that parallel universe out there that everybody's in right now, and it's not what we're seeing in the daily news and in our daily lives.
That's like the fake polls. They do the same thing, try to create a groupthink mentality. And
Right.
that's what the media is doing. Mamdani in New York City, you mentioned radical Islamic behavior. Do you think he's a plant? And what are his connections and background? And is he subversive?
Yes, yes, and yes. He is, he came out of nowhere. He's sponsored by, we understand that the funding, a lot of it was nefarious funding that put him in office. And the problem is our young and our youth have been programmed to believe that socialism is so much better. Socialism, communism is so much better than this whole unequal capitalistic system that's out of gas, it's old, it's aged, and needs to be replaced with this wonderful utopia called democratic socialism. Another word for that is communism. There's all that is word games and renaming stuff. So yes, I think he's extremely subversive, and he is absolutely an agent of the enemy, which can be the Chinese Communist Party, can be radical Islam, but it's no question that he wants to destabilize New York City, and that group also wants to destabilize other major cities. Like I said, they're trying to prep us for civil war. Let me make one other point. About 10 days ago on TikTok, yes, TikTok is a weaponized military application in the hands of our youth and our young adults.
Yes.
There was a post by a Chinese communist operative, and he basically said, and I can send it to you if you'd like. He said, "Now listen up. You guys all need to keep meeting and stay organized and stay in your groups. And wait for the signal." Now, this is going to our kids. Do you understand? That's overriding the father's values and the father's command of his family. And so it's secretly getting into your kid's mind at school, in the bedroom, at the back of the school bus. It's pounding into their brains. Wait for the command. There's a better world for you outside. You need to go communist, socialist. Anyway, he says, look for the houses with the American flags. They will have the ammo and the guns you will need. And they will also have the food that you're going to need as well. But wait for the signal. I mean, how is that absolutely ever possible inside of our sovereign nation? Should I have ever been president, that would have been banned at 12:01 midnight the day that I took office. And you know what? If Gen Z got their feelings hurt, too bad. I'll give you another platform that's American trusted. Let me go on about AI since we're on the technology subject. AI is an awesome tool. But AI is completely manipulated. Whoever is tuning those large language models is tuning them not for neutrality and free speech. They're tooling that. So the answers you're getting back on AI are massaged and influenced answers on what they want you to see of how they want the world to be. So AI is not this great truth teller. AI is another manipulation platform.
I ran into that when I was investigating the murder of Melissa Hortman, the former Speaker of the House in Minnesota. And she was assassinated by her and her husband were assassinated by someone who Waltz knew and appointed to a commission. And he had really interesting connections to his wife's security firm that operated internationally, which speaks to intel to me. And I'm thinking, okay, was she blowing the whistle on Somalia? That's when I started looking into this. And from AI, I got denial, 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 denial. But then I started to do my own research on a search engine, and I found a newspaper in Minneapolis that quoted her saying, "We need to look into the Somalia fraud as a legislative body." I mean, right there was the motive, in my opinion, for murder that should have been looked into. But yet, AI was in total denial of this.
Well, everything that we're talking about right now emphasizes the fact that everybody is in World War III today, and this is exactly what World War III looks like.
Okay, what would you tell my audience they have to do? They ask me this question a lot. Dave, I can't do what you do. I can't podcast, do social media. And by the way, Casey, my background is I taught psychology and statistics from every level, from ninth grade to postgraduate university, and I've been a college basketball coach. Okay, so I didn't have a background in this either. And it wasn't until the forces of the Central American Free Trade Agreement wanted to steal my land to put a hub in here where we're at. My 300 neighbors and I were all affected. It was an 8-year battle that we eventually won. That's how I got into this, because I was on all these shows and eventually someone offered me a radio show. And I tell people, you don't have to have training in the background. You just need to tell the truth. But assuming that people don't want to be doing what I'm doing, what would you tell Americans to do?
Well, at the expense of sounding cheesy, That's why I wrote the book, so everybody can be on the same page. Get the book to themselves, to their family members, extended family, neighbors, even people across the aisle that may, they're still Americans, and there is hope that we can get everybody on the same page. We don't have the option. We cannot fight an enemy like this that is partnered with Russia, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, on and on, terrorist organizations, drug cartels. They're all aligned. We can't fight them being so divided. We have to be brothers and sisters together. So the book, it takes intelligence and it breaks it down to the public level, and it's a book for everyone. So I hate to push the book, but that's exactly why I wrote it. I'm not a book guy. Never wanted to be, still don't want to be. But there was no other way to get this information out to the people that matter at the time. I mean, it's football. We got 2 minutes left. There are no more timeouts. It's the fourth quarter. That's why I wrote the book. So that's number one. Secondly, stop buying Chinese goods and services, and stop your investments in companies that are doing a lot of business in China, or investing in China or Hong Kong. That's an absolute awesome start. By the way, TikTok, we talked about it. Get it off your kids' phones and your grandkids' phones. Zoom is a Chinese communist platform. Everything in Zoom is being your content, your facial recognition, your background, your geolocation, and if you have Zoom on your phone or Zoom on your computer, all your data is going back to the Chinese Communist
Ooh.
Party. It's a national security law by the Chinese Communist Party in 2016, 17, 18, and 19. Basically, they want, and if you're going to do business in China, if it's a US company, you must surrender all of your intellectual property and your data, and you must continue to supply it if you want to do business in the inside of China. This is, and our government has allowed all of this to happen. When those laws came out, there should have been an immediate, quiet, secret decoupling from China. If that doesn't show you that they're your enemy, I don't know what does. So that is, that's what people can do immediately. But, I promise you, the book, and I'm not, like I said, I didn't write the book for me. That book, the book, needs to go viral. And the reason for that is because it's meant to pull the country back together with a common thread, which is intelligence and the truth, to sort through the nonsense. That's the most important thing. The other thing is to have them, after they buy it, go back in and give a nice review, so people, other people, read the review and pick it up as well. But there, this is a very, I actually annoyed my publisher many times because the book is larger than what I planned on it being. But I mean, honestly, what we're talking about, Dave, is this is the most complex subject on planet Earth. And to be able to boil it down to every American and every Australian and Canadian and Brit, to boil it down into whatever it was, 300 plus pages, was an absolute feat to get that done. But it's done, and it's selling fantastically, and the reviews are coming in very, very, I mean, all five star, mostly all five star. But it's that important for people. It will elevate their thinking. It will free their mind. It will make them feel a lot smarter about the world and geopolitics, their position in it, and their go-forward plan. It helps them decode what has been going on in the past, and more importantly, it helps them decode what is going to happen in the future, to be able to say, okay, I've got the framework. How does this fit into it?
Okay, one
Back to
more
you,
time.
Dave.
Tell the people the title and how they can get it.
The Red Tsunami, The Silent Storm, Killing Your Freedom. And it's the redtsunami.com, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Ingram. It's out there.
You have a website too. Can you send people to your Black Ops website?
Black Ops Partners with an S.com. And then the book is the redtsunami.com.
Okay, very. We covered a lot of material today. People, I told you this was going to be good. And thanks to Todd for reconnecting us. Great job today. Look forward to having you back on. Feel free to contact me anytime you want to come back on.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Casey. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. We built this from scratch due to the shenanigans of John McCain and his globalist allies. And today we've grown into a pretty interesting set of broadcasts. We're on podcast, radio, TV. We got website, social media. We're doing pretty well. And a lot of people are kind of amazed at my age that I'm still going. But I feel great. I have no intention of slowing down unless, of course, America can fix itself. And then I can play more golf. Let me tell you the purpose of what we're doing here. I'm in the gym this afternoon, and there were three ladies. I'd say two were in their 50s, and one was about 75. And they were doing killer leg exercises, and I was so impressed. And I said something to him, and one lady said, "You're that broadcaster, Dave Hodges." And I said, "Yes, that's me." And she goes, "I want to thank you. We use your Nanosoma products." And she said, this is the 75-year-old lady. She said, "Dave, I got to tell you, I could not walk up a flight of stairs without a great deal of pain." And she said, "Going downstairs was excruciating." She goes, "Since I started taking the Nanosoma gel," she said, "I'm a different person." And I get these kind of testimonials, but I get a lot of questions and a lot of email questions, and I don't have time to answer them all. I wish I had the time. I try to answer as many questions as I can on social media, but I can't get to them all. I will tell you this, though. I decided to sit down and do a short video on the Nanosoma products and what they can do for you. I'm absolutely convinced if America would embrace this as a whole, as a country, we would definitely cut down on the amount of money that we overspend on medical. We'd feel a whole lot better day to day. We'd look younger than our years. We'd perform younger than our years. And we'd have a higher quality of life. And I absolutely believe it. So I want to just walk you through very quickly what these products do and what they've done for me. I'm showing the starter pack here. And what we're looking at right here is three Nanosoma liquid sprays. And the maintenance dose is five, one time per day, five sprays once a day. But when I was really sick with strep lung linings and RSV, people said, "Dave, you can take as much as you want. In fact, we recommend you do every hour in the hour. You're in big trouble." And I did. And all of a sudden, I could start to do things again and function. I had a hard time getting in out of my car without breathing heavy. And after 2 weeks, I was somewhat functional. I went back into the gym on a very limited basis. But then as I started to pick up steam and I'm going, "I'm doing well, this spray is working," my joints, the old problem started to surface again. Bone on bone, the knee goes like this when I would stress it. And my friend Scotty Sack said, Dave, use the Nanosoma gel, rub it on. It's not going to happen overnight. It took me 6 to 8 weeks to really feel the benefit. Yesterday I had a killer workout for legs. Today I played a little basketball, and this was my push day on the weights, which, you know, means bench, tries, and military press. I'm sore and I'm tired, but the joints don't swell and the joints don't hurt. That's the gel. Now, finally, the fine lines and wrinkles. I suppose if I was more vain, I would use it for the wrinkle part of it. But what I use it for is when I get a cut or a burn. And this is amazing. I skipped stitches one time because of this. And in fact, I talked about it on air during the process. I said, "Let's see how long it takes." And then I had a cut the other day and an abrasion. And I said, "Well, probably 3 or 4 days." It was better the next day. These products are a godsend. They come from India. I call them God's particle. And you can have this too. You can get the same benefit that I've had. I was pushing this product line prior to becoming a sponsor. And the company came to me and says, "Man, you're a great testimonial." In fact, they've done testimonials with me on their website. You can be your own testimonial. You can be the best version of yourself. It's waiting for you. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com /Dave Hodges. I want myhealthback.com/Dave Hodges.